You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day now joins us. Last week, Don, you did one of the greatest things I think I've ever seen happen. At least you were part of it. A 25,000-foot, no-parachute dive into a net. This is called Heaven Sent, for those who want to look it up on YouTube. What an extraordinary event this must have been for you to be involved with as a meteorologist.
Oh, yeah. It was a great thrill and a great honor. It was definitely nerve-wracking, but I was there to help assist Luke Higgins, the jumper, with the weather, because the weather was critical. We couldn't have any unexpected winds or strong winds to blow him off course. So it was something that I'll never forget, that's for sure.
It was extraordinary. Again, folks can go take a look at it. In fact, I'll try to just drop it into the WLAG website. I'm sure it's there on YouTube, and I can embed that file so that they can take a look. Now, we need to talk about the weather, not from the jump site, but from the Midwest and other places around the planet. What do you see for this week? It looks like a hot one.
Yeah, it is going to be a hot one. You know, this is a textbook August weather pattern. It's hot. It's going to be muggy. But at the same time, we see some opportunities for rain coming on in. There's going to be just the right mix of moisture, that higher humidity air coming up from the south, and small disturbances moving across the northern plain states that will initiate thunderstorm development. The center of the high pressure is going to be to the west of us, so we're not going to be in the worst of the heat, sort of on the edge of it. At the end of the day, though, Todd, we're looking at a pattern that's pretty typical for August, and it's the right mix of heat to keep things growing and the right mix of occasional rain to keep things growing.
Tell me about the rainfall.
Well, rainfall is going to be sort of on an off and on basis. Certainly nothing setting up to be settling in for a few days at a time, but we're going to have something come through about every 36 to 48 hours. That's going to give the opportunity for the development of shower and thunderstorm activity across most of the Midwest and Corn Belt. There's no indication of a dry area showing up in the nation's midsection, at least here for the next couple of weeks.
There are dry areas in the nation. Let's move off to the west just a bit. Tell me about California and some of the wildfires that we've been watching blaze.
Well, certainly the West is dry and has dried out a lot, you know, from California into the northern and central and southern Rockies, although the thunderstorm monsoon season, we call it, has gotten more active in Arizona and New Mexico and is expected to go a little bit more north into the central Rockies and into some of the western high plains that are dry right now. Portions of western Nebraska, eastern Colorado, eastern Wyoming, western Kansas could all use some rain. I think they've got some good chances here in the next week or two of seeing that. I think the driest of all dry areas will still be the far western states.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate what you do for us. And boy, I love to watch you do with Red Bull and Stride Gum and all those cool places when folks are doing things high above the earth.
It's crazy. There's a lot going on. When you look up, there's more up there than you think.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do look us up online at WILLAG.org.